Amen, amen, amen. So, for the past several months, I've been dealing with varied and multiple health issues. And I believe that many of you have dealt with health issues, either in the past or the present, or you have family members that are dealing with health issues, you know? And so I finally decided I'm gonna search the word so that I know what the word says about healing. Amen? And so I can have the word build up my faith so that healing will manifest. Amen? So let's get to it. I'm not gonna keep you with a bunch of preliminaries. But let me tell you, my first point is that knowledge is key.
Amen.
Amen.
Knowledge is key. It says in Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That's right.
And it says, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I also reject thee. Amen. So you know what was happening during that time, why this verse came about? Because the priests failed to teach the people the word of God. Mm-hmm. That's what this is referring to. And so the people were cut off from God. Amen. Mm-hmm. So because they did not have this knowledge that they were supposed to get from the priests, they failed to receive from God.
Huh. Amen.
So knowledge is key. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, there's another scripture I want to show you. Deuteronomy 29:9. And go there. If you can possibly go there, go there. Deuteronomy 29:29, it says.
29.
Deuteronomy 29:29. It says, the secret things belong to the Lord God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the Lord.
Amen.
Did you get that? Did you get that? See, God has not revealed everything to us. How could we, in our human body, contain the infinite knowledge of God? That is presupposing that we are equal to God. We are not equal to God. So, God has not revealed everything to us, but there are certain things that God has revealed to us. Amen? And where is that? Where is the perfect revelation of God? It's in his word. It's not in a prophetic, an outside prophet giving you a word. Mm-hmm. It's not in the pastor giving you. It's not in me giving you. The perfect knowledge is in the word. In the word.
Amen.
That's perfect. There's no error. In us, there's always error because there's a human element involved. But the perfect knowledge is revealed in the word of God. He says it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And if we, and this is the scripture, the secret things belong to our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the Lord. Amen. So if we act upon the revelations that are revealed in the word of God, then we should receive the blessings, right?
Yes.
And not so. If you tithe, you're going to receive the blessings of the tithe. If you diligently seek, the Lord, you're going to find him, because that's what Jeremiah says. Amen. If you diligently seek me, you will find me.
Amen. Amen.
That's the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, and in John 8:32, it says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth
shall set you free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You shall know the truth. What is the truth? I'm not the truth. You're not the truth. Jesus is the truth, and the truth is the word, because Jesus is the word. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So you shall know the truth. You shall know the word, and the word shall make you free. You shall know Jesus, and Jesus shall make you free.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And the you know who the you is? True disciples of Christ. Mm-hmm. That's you and me, true disciples of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We have been born again. We are seeking him. This is not for everybody. So let's not generalize. Everybody can't receive, because everybody doesn't know the Lord. It's for true disciples. You'll know the truth. What truth is this? This is a higher level of truth. This is a higher level of understanding. This is the truth that the Holy Spirit opens up to you when you get in the Word. And he begins to give you rhema words from the Lord. Haven't you read the scriptures many a times? Mm-hmm. And suddenly the Holy Spirit opens up your mind and you say, wow, I didn't see that before. It's happened to me.
Yes.
He opens it up. He gives you a greater, the word doesn't change, but it gives you a greater understanding, a deeper level of understanding. Amen?
Amen.
And that is for his disciples. You and I are disciples of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Disciple is a student, is one who follows a mentor. Jesus is our mentor. Jesus is our teacher. Amen? So
Amen.
You see from here that knowledge is key. You have to have knowledge. Amen?
Amen.
And then my second point is it God's will to heal? Is it the will of God to heal? Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is God our healer, or is he not? Amen. Have
Amen.
You ever doubted that God heals today? Do you know that some Christian denominations do doubt that? Were
yes.
you aware of that? Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You have this doctrine is called cessationism. Some Christian doctors believe that these gifts of the Holy Spirit and these gifts of God ended after Jesus died, that they're no longer present. Amen. And who are these? Dispensational Baptists.
Baptists. Right.
There's Presbyterians. There's Confessional Reformed Church. Many Anglican churches, those are the churches coming out of the British, the Anglican mm-hmm. churches, they don't believe that healing is for today. They don't believe that any of the miracles are the gifts of the Holy Spirit are for today. The nine gifts, they're not for today. But let me qualify this. Whether you believe or not does not take away your salvation.
Amen. That's right.
It does not take away. Our salvation is only based in Christ and Christ alone, mm-hmm. and what Christ did and what he did alone.
Yes.
Not what we've done, not what anybody else has done, but what Jesus did. He died on the cross, and he took your sin and mine, and he nailed it to the cross and provided salvation for all who accept him.
Amen.
Everybody is not going to be saved.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's a prerequisite. I have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That's hard to swallow sometimes, but we have to believe. Amen?
Amen.
So is it God's will to heal? Amen? So let's go to Isaiah 53, 4 and 5.
What was that, Isaiah?
53. Verses 4 and 5. If you're there, say amen.
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 So here's what it says. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Amen. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah speaking of Christ. You know when Isaiah ministered from 740 BC to 681 BC? How many years was that before Christ? Over 700 years. Mm-hmm. And he was speaking of Christ and the crucifixion. Amen. And what did he say? When you look at the word, surely he has borne our griefs. Surely he has borne, which means carry. He has borne our griefs. You know what the Greek word, this is the Hebrew Testament, the Old Testament. The Hebrew word for griefs in the Hebrew, it says sickness. Surely he has borne our sickness and carried our sorrows. You know what the Hebrew word for sorrows is? Pain. Surely he has carried our sickness and carried our pain, yet we did esteem him stricken, and smitten of God, afflicted, which he was, right on the cross. He was smitten. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are, we are healed. And that's the right word because it's Raph. Not Rapha, Raph. We are healed. So he's because he died on the cross, he heals. He our sicknesses, our pain. Amen. Hallelujah. Wrath, which means to heal, to mend, to cure, to make whole. On the cross, he made us whole. Amen. Amen. Pay the price for our total healing, our forgiveness, and our healing. Total rest. Amen. And as I look at the crucifixion, when did it happen? 2,000 years ago, right?
Yes.
And yet the phrase, we are healed, okay? We are healed.
That's present tense verb.
Mm-hmm. We are healed. And yet the healing took place in the past.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, done deal. And today is for you and me today. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So
it says to you and to me that what was done in the past, that the price that he paid for our healing is available to us today in the present. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, God.
And there's a confirmation of that scripture in 1 Peter 2:24. And it's the same scripture. It says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, we have been healed. That's 2 Peter. So there's your confirmation, the Old Testament, the New Testament. Amen. This is Peter. Amen. Who's Peter? One of the apostles. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Psalm 103:2-3 says this. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. who forgives all your iniquities.
All your diseases.
Amen. Who heals all your diseases.
Yes.
Not only does he forgive our sins, but he forgives our iniquities. Did you ponder on that word iniquity?
Yes.
See, that word iniquity is sin that is more deeply rooted. Amen. It refers to a premeditated choice. Not that you sin accidentally, but you did, wanted to sin. Amen. It's a refusal to repent. It's a propensity to sin. You know, propensity. Mm-hmm. Propensity is a decision to behave a particular way. Amen.
Amen.
So he forgives that. When we come to him, he forgives all that. So you can't say, well, I had to do it. You have been forgiven. He has given you the ability to do his will. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And with that, he forgives you and he provides healing.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes.
And this is much, much more than just sin. It's the propensity to mm-hmm. sin. It's very deeply rooted, and yet he can yank that out of your heart, yank that out of your soul,
amen, yes.
and give you the ability to do his will.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're still talking about, we're still speaking of, was it Jesus? Yeah, excuse me. Does God heal? Is it his will?
Yes.
So you can see by these scriptures. Now, I'm gonna give you another mm-hmm. scripture, but I'm not going to read it. You can look it up. It's Matthew 9:35. It says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and That's sickness. Right. Amen. So isn't healing a good news of the kingdom?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. It said he went proclaiming. So healing is part of the kingdom of God. Healing is not mm-hmm. done away with. Healing is part mm-hmm. of the kingdom of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. And if you read in Matthew, excuse me. You read in Matthew 8:1-5, amen. It speaks of, do you know the man that was healed from leprosy?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When Jesus came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus did what? He reached down, touched him, and he said, I am willing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Be clean. Immediately he was cleansed from the leprosy. Jesus himself said, I am willing. I am. So is it God's will to heal?
Yes.
It is his will to heal.
Amen.
And we have in the New Testament that in 1 Corinthians, amen, 12, what do we have there? We have the gifts of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit that resides in you is given different gifts to people. And one of those gifts is the gift of healing.
Mm-hmm.
If the gift of healing is available to someone, because they're given to people gifts, that they operate in these gifts, then healing is available today. We are New Testament.
Amen.
Healing is available today.
Amen.
And then, now, always remember that it's God that's the healer.
Yeah.
It's not the person. The person right. doesn't heal, but Amen. The person that operated that gift, and God honors it, and healing can come. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So, So let me go to point three that I have. Point three is, do we have a part to play? Do we have a part to play in receiving our healing?
Wow, yeah.
Here's the thing, in John, go to John 3, John. The third epistle, the third letter of John, and verses 1 and 2.
John 3, verses.
The epistle, the third letter of John, not the gospel of John,
right.
The letter of John, and then go to verse 1, it will be chapter 1, verse 2. You have it? And it's
prosper.
Yes. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health. Here's the condition.
Yes.
Just as your soul
prospers.
That's the condition. Amen. So what does he mean? How does your soul prosper? Remember, your soul is not your spirit, okay? We are a triune being. We have a body, we have a soul, and we have a spirit. The soul is your mind, your emotions, your senses. That's your soul.
That's right.
So he's saying, as your soul prospers, amen?
Amen.
So, how does your soul prosper?
The word of God.
The word of God.
Romans 12, 2. Go there. And Mark, why don't you read it?
12:2. Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. So it's telling you clearly that the way you renew your soul is by getting into the Word of God. And as you get into the Word of God, it will let you know what is good and acceptable and perfect before God. What is his will? What does he expect? Amen?
Amen.
Remember, we said my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Don't forget that. When you don't have knowledge, you lose the benefits of having knowledge, right?
Yes.
Even in the secular world, if you don't know that something is available or something exists or some type of technology or whatever, you'll never get the benefits of it if you don't know about it.
Right.
So that's with the Word of God. You want healing? Study the Word of God. Amen. What does the Word say about healing? Amen. As you study the Word of God, he says so that you can renew your mind. So your thoughts will be changed. Amen. Your thoughts will begin to conform to the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
You know what it says in Proverbs 23:7? It says, as you think, so she shall be. So you shall be. Uh-huh. As a person thinks, that's the way a person thinks.
Yes.
So if you renew your mind with the Word of God, your thoughts should change and should be conforming to the Word of God. And
Amen.
You will not be thinking those negative thoughts, the negative things that nullify your behavior before God.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
So we have to change the way we think, and we have to conform our thinking to the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
We have to apply what we learn from the Word of God to our lives. Many times we read, but we don't apply.
Why?
We don't apply the Word. And yet, and I'm speaking to all of us,
We don't apply it. We say, oh, yeah, that's a good word. Yeah, yeah. But we don't apply it. We have to renew our mind and then apply the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And as you study the word of God, amen, as you study the word, you're going to be assured of God's will for your life as you study his word.
Yes.
That's why it's so important that we study the word of God. Let me tell you something, and aside from that, I've gone to services where I've heard contradiction or the word of God not fully explained or explained incorrectly, and I get up and I leave. Why? I already know the word of God. This person is not really, you know, ministering that word the way God's will is. You cannot go places and receive everything that everybody has to say. You have to know the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Especially now.
Another item is your speech, right?
Yes.
We spoke about thinking. Mm-hmm. We spoke about renewing your thoughts by the word. But what about your speech? Proverbs 13:2 says, "You shall eat from the fruit of your lips."
Yes.
Not talking about fruit. Not talking about actual eating. Amen.
That's right.
Talking about what you say.
That's right.
Will be manifested.
Amen. Yes.
Constantly saying will manifest in your life. Amen.
Yes. Yep.
Isn't it true if you constantly say that you can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this? It goes from your speech to your mind, to your soul, your spirit, and you can't do that. If you believe you can't do something, you're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you are willing to take what others say that you can't do this, you're never going to do it.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The word says, your speech, you shall eat from the fruit of your lips.
Amen.
So instead of saying, you're not negating how you're feeling. We're not negating, because what you feel is what you feel. But we are professing what we want to manifest.
Right.
Amen.
I thank you, God, for my total healing. Thank you, God, that my bones are strong. Thank you, God, that my organs are the way you created them to be, and they function in that manner. I thank you, God, for total restoration of my physical being.
Hallelujah.
The word says, what is the word said? Declare the things which are not as if they are.
Amen.
If I have a broken arm and I come to you and I say, I don't have a broken arm, I don't have a broken arm, that's not declaring the things that are not. That's declaring the things that are.
Mm-hmm.
I have a broken arm. I declare the things that are not by saying, thank you, God, for the healing of this arm. Thank you, God, because my healing has commenced and you are bringing it to fruition. Thank you, God, that my arm is healed by your word. You're not saying I don't have a broken arm. So the word says, declare the things that are not. What is not in your life? Begin to declare that it is.
Amen.
Thank you, God, that my children are saved.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, that you have washed them in the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, God, that my son is a mighty man of God. Thank you, God, that my daughter is a mighty woman of God. I thank you that they minister your word. I thank you that they minister healing. If we keep declaring the negative things over our lives and the lives of all of those we love, that's what's going to manifest.
Yep. Amen. That's right.
If you keep saying your son is not able to do this and your daughter is not able to do this, it's going to manifest. Do you know that you speak with your spirit? That's why today, you know, psychologists say, stop the negativity with your children, young children. Yes. Because they are absorbing this.
Amen.
So watch your lips. We have to profess what the word says. And you know, I understand this because I this has happened to me too. Somebody asks you, "Well, how are you?" And what do you say? My arm hurts. I'm depressed. I'm melancholy. I have a headache. What are we speaking?
Negative.
And what you feel funny by telling them I'm well in Jesus. I'm well, right? You feel like I'm not telling them the truth because I'm not really well. I don't really feel good because I have felt that. Yeah. I have felt that. So they're asking me how I am. What do I say? I feel terrible. But we have to declare the word. I am well in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And whether you get it or not, oh well.
Yes.
Amen.
We think, oh, they're not going to understand, you know, blah, blah, blah. Woe is me, pity party. No, we have to stop. I have to stop. We have to stop. I am well. I am well. Thank you, Jesus, that you have restored me. You have healed me. I am well because you have provided healing on the cross at Calvary. You not only forgave my sins, but you healed me in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Okay, and another point I want to make is that you have to have faith. You have to believe.
Yes.
How can anything manifest that you don't believe in? And that's the struggle that we have many a times, whether we voice it or not. We think that our ailment is so bad, we're not going to get healed. So we're negating everything. We are negating everything. Amen?
Amen.
You remember in Mark chapter 9, the boy that was demonized, and the apostles could not heal him, could not deliver him. And they went to Jesus. And Jesus said to me, to them, "Oh, your lack of faith. Give me the boy," something to that effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Who did he say that to? The Father. Yeah. The Father. And what did the Father say? It says, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief."
Yes.
The boy is healed.
So we can go to Jesus and we can say, "Help my unbelief." We're not perfect. We fail. But if you're feeling that way, Jesus, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. Amen. And when Jesus saw the people running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit and saying to it, "Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you to come out of him and enter him no more." The child was healed. The father was dealing with unbelief. This has been going on for a long time. But he humbled himself. Help me in my unbelief. Many a times we don't want to say what we truly feel. Mm-hmm. Because, oh, what will others think? But God knows how you feel. God knows where you're at.
Yes.
Anybody else doesn't, but God does. Amen. So, faith.
Amen.
Jesus.
Matthew 9:20-22. This is the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years. She was hemorrhaging for 12 years. I can't even fathom that. She was hemorrhaging for 12 years. It says, Matthew 9:20-22. It says, and suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. If only I may touch his garment, not even touch him.
Amen.
But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour.
Hi, how are you? Good day, ma'am.
Yes, could you...
So, she was made well from that hour. Now, look at something, things. Jesus, considered a rabbi, he's a master, he's a teacher. That's how the people saw him. First of all, she was a woman. She wasn't supposed to touch him. Second of all, she had an issue of blood. That meant she didn't even know she was supposed to leave her house. She was dirty. And yet, she had faith enough to say, if I just, I'm not even going to touch him. I'm just going to touch the hem of his garment. And I'll be made whole.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Faith.
Jesus will meet you where your faith is.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he'll meet you.
Amen.
He met her where her faith was. And he said her faith had made her whole. Who do we put our faith in? What do we put our faith in? That matters. That matters. We have to put our faith in Jesus. Yes, we go to doctors. Yes, we can go to doctors. Yes, we undergo surgery. But you have to know that the doctor doesn't heal you. Right. Jesus heals you. He may try to put those bones together. He may put them together. And I remember what my sister Dorcas said a long time ago when she had this awful car accident. And the doctor said to her, you know, I saved you. I healed you. Mm-hmm. And she said, no, you didn't. Jesus healed me. God healed me.
That's right.
That's right. See, they have knowledge, and it's good to go to them. God has given us medics and doctors, and those with knowledge. But we have to come to the realization that Jesus does the healing. He allows the bones to knit together.
Amen.
He does that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to know that he shows no favoritism, male or female. We come to him as we are. In one of the books, I don't remember what, one of the epistles of Paul, he said, well, God said, you shall know no one by the flesh, but by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit, male or female, your spirit, are you saved? If you're saved, your spirit is whole. Let's not differentiate. Oh, she's a woman. She can't go to God. Many churches do that. You do know that. You do know that in many ministries, women are not allowed to be pastors. They're not allowed to minister.
Right.
But Jesus said, we don't know anyone by the flesh anymore. You who are saved, we know each other by the Spirit. Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth? I can meet people, and I know no can do.
Mm-hmm.
This spirit is contrary to my spirit. They don't have to say much. Sometimes you walk in the room, you know immediately. Mm-mm. I have been to places where I have said, I gotta leave, and I gotta leave right now. And I've left. And I'm not talking about churches. I'm talking about activities. And I've said, mm-mm, the Spirit of God is not in this place. I gotta leave.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And the Spirit lets you know. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So who and what we put our faith in matters. We put our faith in God and in his word. Not in a person.
Mm-hmm.
Not in anything else. Amen.
remember that God and only God gets the glory. Only God. We can't worship. We cannot worship each other. We cannot. We are just as fallible as each other. Yes. None of us are infallible. None of us are free from having made and continue making mistakes.
Yes.
We will not be perfected until he takes us up and we receive our resurrected bodies.
Amen.
So we do make mistakes. We do make mistakes. But he's giving us a way out. He says that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. If we confess them, he is faithful and just. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, here's my last point. And you may not want to hear this point, but I have to say it in all honesty. Why isn't everybody healed? Mm-hmm. Why are some people healed and others are not? I'll give you my answer. The truth is, I don't know. I really don't know. Because healing is here. Now, as I was reading, some say maybe we have unforgiveness in our spirit. Maybe there is someone that we haven't forgiven. Because you remember the in Mark 2:1-12, the paraplegic that was, the roof was opened up and the paraplegic was pulled down.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus, what was the first thing that Jesus said to him?
Mm-hmm.
Your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. That makes me think, maybe we need to forgive, or maybe we need forgiveness. Maybe things that we have that we haven't dealt with. I'm not saying this is the cause. I'm just pointing these things out to you because I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there is unforgiveness in our spirit. Maybe we're harboring a grudge for many years. Maybe that grudge or that resentment is so buried deep that we don't even recall it. And we have to be set free from it. I think I'm there. I think I'm there.
Mm.
Amen. Yeah.
You know that it's been proven scientifically that stress and anger can cause arthritis.
Yeah.
It's not the stress that causes it, but the stress causes various chemicals to generate or be manifested in your body. Say that, Mark?
It's cortisol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stress creates that.
And that affects your body, and that causes illness.
Yep.
Yes.
Inflammation.
Inflammation. Thank you, Mark, for that word of knowledge. Amen. Thank you, really.
Amen.
That's good. You see that? So, what are we stressing about? Who have I not forgiven? I've been searching the Lord for that. I think he's given me an answer. You know? But that causes arthritis. Amen?
Amen.
And I think that sometimes a deeper spiritual healing is needed. We are looking at the physical, and yet Jesus sees, God sees that we need a spiritual healing in some area of our lives. So, you know, I don't want to oversimplify healing, amen? Because people will say, oh, but why haven't I been healed? You know, and so on and so forth. And you know what we have a tendency to do? We have a tendency to judge people who haven't received their healing.
Job.
We judge them. Oh, well, they don't have enough faith. Well, they're not reading the word enough. Well, they're not declaring the word. Everything they told you before, they're not doing this. But how do you know? And how do I know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're not called to judge people. The Word of God says, judge not, for in the measure that you judge, you will be judged.
That's right.
Judge not. Judge not. I don't know what the person has done. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example, and I'm literally tying this up. Let me give you an example. You all know Joni Erickson Tada. She's a quadriplegic.
Mm-hmm.
She became a quadriplegic in a diving accident. I remember how long ago it happened. It was in the 80s, I think. Amen?
Yeah.
Do you know that she struggled with the issue of healing for a long time? Amen? She has a book. A book that's called Joni. J-O-N-I. Amen? She prayed. She says she prayed. She fully believed that God would heal her. Do you know she would declare it to her friends? By the time you see me next summer, I'm going to be walking. By the time you see me this, I'm going to be walking. And yet, God has not healed her.
Yeah.
And she is an awesome Christian, and she speaks at conferences and at different church meetings and so on and so forth. Why hasn't God healed her? I don't know. The secret things belong to God. You remember I read you that scripture?
Yes.
The secret things belong to God.
Yeah.
Why didn't God deliver your family member from whatever? Whether it be an accident, why didn't God deliver him, her?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Only God knows the secret things. But the word is true. Do you that live in Long Island, do you remember, what was her name? Kathleen Harris? Okay. Elsie, do you remember Kathleen Harris?
Yes.
Okay. She was an awesome worshiper of God.
Yes.
She went all over Long Island singing and worshiping and ministry. She got, I don't know if it was a tumor of the brain or cancer. She professed, she was in a hospital bed, people prayed for her, ministers came. She professed and professed and professed, and the Lord took her home.
Yeah.
That does not negate the fact that God heals.
Amen.
The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know when our time is up. Only God knows when our time is up.
Yeah.
Right? I've told you the story of my son when he in the auto accident, where I was questioning God, and the Lord told my husband he was ready, so I took it.
Oh. Yeah.
That tells you that God knows the future. Who knows what he might have been involved in and lost his salvation. We can't put God in a box. And that's what all these ministers want to do, and I get so upset. We want to say what God should do and what he shouldn't do and what he can do and what he couldn't do. God is sovereign. God sits on the throne. The word says he heals. And that's where I'm going to put my faith in.
Amen.
He heals.
Amen.
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 Listen to what it says in Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Amen.
I don't know why everyone is not healed, but I know that God is a healer. And I know that he heals. And I know that he's willing to heal you and me. So let's focus on the word. Let's search the word for all the healing scriptures. Let's study them and let them enter into our spirit. And let's proclaim them. Yes, I am healed by the word of God. I am healed.
Amen.
I am the healed. Profess it over your loved ones, even those that refuse to profess it. Because we know we have family members that think that, oh, that's foolish. That's foolish. This is what the doctor says. I don't care what the doctor says. Jesus said, I'm healed. So I'm healed, and I'm going to proclaim it, and I'm going to proclaim long life over my body.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to proclaim long life. I am healed. I am well, and I'm not going until the Lord says so. No disease, no illness is going to take me out in Jesus' name. I am the healed. I am.
Amen.
The name of God. I am. You know the power of those words? Mm-hmm. I am. Because that's the name of God. When Moses asked him, "Who shall I say sent me?" He said, "I am.
Yeah.
I am." Amen. You're blessed. Your healing is manifested in Jesus' name. Declare it. Receive it. Continue to declare it. Study the word. Speak the word. Profess the word over your healing and over every other situation that's in your life. Do not profess the negativity. Don't profess what you see. Profess what you want to see. Confess what you want to see. In Jesus' name. Amen. You're all blessed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.